Yeah. Okay, today's Kuf Lamed Gimel. We're actually on Kuf Lamed Gimel.
Omar Mar.
I believe we are. Up to Omar Mar, fourth line from the top. Omar Mar. So it says Basar. It says in the Torah Basar. And Afal Pi Sheyesham Baheres Yimol Divir Rabbi Yoshia. Even if there's a Baheres there, Taraz there, you can still do the Bris Milah, no problem, no worries. The Gemara says, Halam Ali Kra. I don't even need a pasuk for that. Davar She'ein Mischavin Hu. The Davar She'ein Mischavin Mutter. It's a davar she'ena mitzchavin, which is mutter. Now, why is it a davar she'ena mitzchavin? Davar she'ena mitzchavin means you do an action, and the result, and it may or may not result in another action. How is this a davar she'ena mitzchavin? It's a very good question, very difficult answer. The Rashi has a whole Torah here, how you get this into a davar she'ena mitzchavin. He says, since the Torah says, Hishamar b'nega tzaras, that, which means, you shouldn't remove the tzaraas without a kohen looking at it first. Because the only way that tzaraas is ever going to, has to be a kohen. Therefore what? Right? Therefore you can't cut off tzaraas because you avoided the kohen. You're cutting it off, you're not going to a kohen. Here, that's not your kavana. Your kavana is just to have a bismillah. So therefore maybe it's a davar she'ena mitzchavin. It's very difficult. We're going to reject it anyway.
Right,
because of psikreisha. Oh, the Abaye says, no, lo nitzricha el Rabbi Yehuda. You're right. I need the word basar only according to Rabbi Yehuda. D'amar, davar she'ena mitzchavin asar. He says, davar she'ena mitzchavin is asar. Rava Amar, afil tam Rabbi Shimon. Mod Rabbi Shimon, psikresha v'loyomas. Even if it's a psikresha, therefore I would say it's asar. Comes along the Torah. No, it says basar, it's mutter. Okay? Even though it's a psikresha, it's still mutter. V'abaye lesle hai svara. But Abaye doesn't hold from Sikresha. V'ha Abaye v'Rava d'Amri Tarvayu. We have throughout the Masechta. Abaye and Rava both said, Modir Shem v'Sikresha v'lo Yomas. So what do you mean Abaye had a different answer? So Gemara says, yes, Basu d'Shame me Rava Svara. Right. Once Abaye heard Rava give that answer, Abaye said, oh, that's a better answer. Oh, I like that answer also. Right? That what? That it was a Sikresha. Abaye first thought maybe the only way to answer is say to Yehuda, that the Dovah Shem v'Shem is Asher. He heard Rava's answer, oh, I like that. Right? There are those that have the exact same exchange between Abaye and Rava on the following. It says in the Torah, Hishamar b'negat tzaras, be careful about tzaras. So what does that mean? Two things. Chavetz Chaim says, number one, it means you can't speak Lashon Hara. And number two, you can't cut off tzaras. You can't get rid of it. Lishmar ma'od v'latzav. To be very careful to do. To do what? What do you mean to do? Latzav ziyat ta'osei. You cannot actively take off the taras. Avol osi ata basiv shal gabe raglo. But you can put your shoes on. Let's say you have taras on your foot. And by you putting your shoes on and tying your shoes, the taras is going to get scraped off. So could you do that? Right? The answer is yes. Ubamot shal gabe. Why? Because you're not actively removing it. Or ubamot shal gabe ksefo. Or you have a package on your shoulder. And you have taras on your shoulder. So if you put the package on your shoulder, it's going to rub the taras off. So can you do that? The answer is yes. V'yamavra avra. If the tzaraas comes off, it comes off. Right? Now, how do you know that? From the word lasos. We're thinking to ourselves, what's going on? It's a psikresha, right? So Gemara's going to get to that in a second. So Gemara says, you don't even need a pasuk. Halam ali kra. Davar she'ena mitzchavin hu. Davar she'ena mitzchavin mutter. The whole thing, all I want to do is move a package. I'm interested in my tzaraas, not interested. So it's davar she'ena mitzchavin, it's mutter. Amar Abaye, no! L'nitzricha el Rabbi Yehuda, Dama Dava She'en Mitzchavin Aser. Yeah, according to Yehuda, who says, Dava She'en Mitzchavin is Aser, I need a Pasuk. Rava Amar, Afil Tamar B'Shimon, Mod B'Shimon, Psikresha V'Layamos. It's a Psikresha. The Abaye, Leslie Hai Svara, doesn't Abaye hold from Psikresha? Vaha, we have throughout Shas. Abaye V'Rava, Dama T'Abayu, Mod Rabbi Shimon, Psikresha V'Layamos. Right? The answer is you're right. L'basa d'shami me Rava svara. When Abaye heard that Rava said that, Abaye said, ooh, I like that answer. I'm also going to say that now. Okay? Now, V'Abaye, then what about before Abaye changed his mind? So before Abaye changed his mind, he thought the only way to make this make sense is to say what? That it's a Yehuda, who says that davar she'ena mitzchavin is aser. What about Reb Shimon? What would Abaye say about Reb Shimon? So V'Abaye, Aliba de Reb Shimon, Abaye, according to Reb Shimon, Hai Basar, my Avidle. What does he do with the word Basar? What's the kasha? What's the kasha? Right? What's he learning from there? Right? Why? Because according to Abaya, Reb Shimon held, until Abaya changed his mind, that even a psik reisha was mutter. So why do I need a pasuk? What does he do with that pasuk? It can't be used to teach that a psik reisha is usher, because Abaya held or Reb Shimon held it's not usher. Amar v'amram, the case is like this. Ba'omer, where somebody says, Lokutz baharasa hu mischaving. No. He wants the tzaras to come off. Rashi says, Godol shehu bar onshin. He's a 20-year-old guy. He's a baltshuva. And he wants to get a bris mila. And he happens to have tzaras on his makom mila. So he tells the mile, do me a favor. Make sure you get off all that tzaras. Right? Godol shehu bar onshin. V'omer lamol. Lokutz baharasa bekavan lutar. I don't want a guy. I don't want to be a tzaras. I don't want to be a metora. Make sure you get it all off. Therefore, it's not a Dovah Shem Mitzchavin, it's Dovah Shem Mitzchavin. Tinach Gadol. That makes sense if it's a 20-year-old guy. Katan Michael and Amar, what's he going to say if it's an 8-day-old baby? What are you going to say about that?
Right? The baby can't talk.
Amar Misharshia, but the father can talk. Ba'omer Avi HaBen, Lokutz Beheres, Dibno Huka Mechavin. The father says to the moil, make sure you get all the tzaras off. I don't want my baby to be walking around. V'ika acher, li'avid acher. If you have someone else, right? If you have someone else, this other person, he couldn't care less. What your kavanas are with, they shouldn't be tummy. He's a moil. What does he care? Then use that other guy. Damrish lakish, call makom shatamote asay v'lo sasay. If you could ever have an asay and a lo sasay, imati achal akayim shnei mutav. If you could do both, good. And if not, the yasei should come and be doche the losasei. So what do you see from here? Right? So why don't you get someone else to do the mila? And therefore there won't be an issue. Or others say it means get the father away from here. What's the father? When the father comes and says to the moil, make sure you get... Once he says that, then he's turning the whole thing into an aveira. Right? So let the father go to the other room. Let the moil do his job. There's no aveira. Why? Because the mile couldn't care less. What does he care? That's taka. Dov Hashem Mitzchavi. He doesn't care. He's doing a mispris mila. He's not interested in taras. He's not interested in tumah and tahira and mitzora. What does he care? So the Gemara answers, but the leka acher. There is nobody else. There's nobody else. Okay? So it's only him, and therefore you run into problems, and therefore you did the pasuk. Even though it's an avera, it's still mutter. Why is it mutter? The pasuk said so.
If you remove the lesion,
so we said yesterday you still have to go to the mikvah and you still have to wait till Harav Shemesh.
Oh, just one day.
Yeah, one day.
That's it.
Right. Is that yesterday? That's today. No, it's yesterday. Okay. Where are we up to? Up to the two dots. Amar Mar, we said yesterday, Yontif eino docha ela bizmana, bovad. Yontif is only docha amila if it's bizman. Menahani Mili, how do we know that? There are four answers to this question. Number one, Amar Chizkiya, V'chein Tana de Bechizkiya, Amar Kra, it says in the Torah, Lo si sosiru mimeno ad boker. Now, the Pasuk says like this. The Pasuk says, you have a Pesach night, you have a Seder, you eat the carbon Pesach, and then in the morning, the Torah says, don't leave over any part of the carbon Pesach. Torah says, Lo sosiru mimeno ad boker. Don't leave it over till the morning. And if you leave it over till the morning, you have to burn it. Wouldn't it have made sense if the pasuk said, don't leave it over till the morning, and if you do, you have to burn it? It's not what the pasuk says. The pasuk says, don't leave it over till the morning. And if you do leave it over till the morning, you have to burn it. Isn't that a little redundant? Why does the pasuk have to say twice, don't leave it over till the morning? And if you leave it over till the morning, it's a little redundant. So, the Gemara learns out, Shein Talmud Lomar Ad Boker. It was not necessary to say the morning again. Ma Talmud Lomar Ad Boker. Ba Litin La Boker Shein L'Sfrei Faso. When do you burn it? You don't burn it Yom Tov morning. First day of Pesach. It's not when you burn it. You wait till Chalamoid. That's what the Ad Boker Sheini teaches you. You wait till Chalamoid. Okay? What is that? What do you see from here? You see from here that things that are not absolutely vital get pushed off. So if it's already a Mila Shalom B'Zman, it gets pushed off. Okay? Second one. By Amar Kra. It says, Olaf Shabbos b'Shabbato, v'lo Olas Chol b'Shabbos. You can only bring a Ola on Shabbos, not a Chol on Shabbos. V'lo Olas Chol b'Yontif. You can't bring some voluntary carbon on Yontif. What do you see from here? That things that are not absolutely vital don't take place on Yontif. So too Bris Milah. Number three, Rava Amar, Amar Kra, it says, Hu Levado, Yeyase Lachem, Hu V'lo Machshirin. Preparations that could have been done beforehand can't be done now on Yontif. And Levado, what does it mean Levado? Lo Mila Shelo Bismana, not Mila that's not Bisman, the Issya B'Kavachomer. That can be learned out from a Kavachomer, from what? From Taras. Just like Taras. Is Docha the Avoda, right? Sorry. Taras, yeah? What?
Yes, Taras Docha the Avoda, and Avoda Docha Shabbos.
And no, Mila is Docha Taras, right? We said Mila is Docha Taras. So Yontif, which you can't do Avoda, so surely Mila Shalobis Mana should be pushed. No. Yeah, so I'm sorry, Yontif, which pushes off Avoda, so then Mila Shelo Bismana should also push it off. Therefore, the pasuk says don't buy into any of that. No, it cannot be done. That was number three. Number four, Ravashi Amar. It says Shabbason is an asay, the Havile Yontif asay velos asay, the ein asay doche is los asay vasay. Okay. Therefore, the asay of Mila, which is Shelo Bismana, does not push off Yontif. Okay? Which is why, if anyone has a Bismillah Yontif, it's Lo Bisman, it doesn't happen. It doesn't take place. Klal Amar Rabbi Akiva. Then Rabbi Akiva said, we paskin that any preparations cannot be done on Shabbos. Rabbi Eliezer said they could. It's a huge difference of opinion. But we hold like Rabbi Akiva. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav Halachak Rabbi Akiva. The Halachak Rabbi Akiva. The Tnan Nani B'Gabi Petach Ki Agavna. Klal Amar Rabbi Akiva, Kol Malachas Erev Shalasa Lo Lasasa Erev Shabbos, Ein Adoches HaShabbos. Any malacha that you could do on Erev Pesach, that's not Shabbos. In other words, anything you can do on Friday, Thursday, you must do it then. Shechita, but Shechita, she Erev Shalasa Erev Shabbos. You can't do that beforehand. That's Doches HaShabbos. That you can do on Shabbos. If Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, of course you can do the Shechita. Right? Can you do anything else? Not if you can do it beforehand. Right? Same exact din. And Bamar Yehuda Marav, Halacha Kabi Akiva. The Halachas are Kabi Akiva. Utsmicha. And I needed to tell me the Halachas are Kabi Akiva in both places. Here in, by Pesach and by Shabbos. Why? And by Mila. Tiashmin and Gabi Mila. If you only learned it by Mila, I would have said, Hasam hu, Demach Shirinan, Ef Shalatso, Semiyas, Molodochi Shabbos, the lack of courage. You know why you should do it before Shabbos? Because there's no kares. Why? We know the Mila you get kares. So, because the explanation is the baby doesn't get kares, and the father doesn't get kares. You don't get kares for not giving your son a Mila. You only get kares for yourself. So there's no kares here. So why should I be docha Shabbos on the machshirin? Right? There's no reason for it. Avol Pesach, the ikka kares, but Pesach. You get carbon, you don't bring carbon Pesach. So, Eim Olichi Shabbos, I would say, all right, you forgot to make the knife now, so make it now. You're not gonna bring a carbon Pesach because you don't have a knife? Make it on Shabbos. The answer, after all, it's carbon. The answer is no, we don't allow that. Right? What? Pesach Sheni, only if you're Tomei. I'm not Tomei. I forgot to make a knife. We don't have a knife.
Get there for some reason. Couldn't do it.
So why could you do it? Because you were away. You're in China. That's a good heter. You was a tummy. Good heter. Because we forgot to make a knife. Because we were sitting around playing cards. And we forgot to do it. What kind of heter is that? Right. So that I would have thought. Make the knife now. The Ashmin and Gabi Pesach. You know, or you could say the other way around. Well, if you would have told me you don't violate Pesach Shabbos for Pesach. It doesn't say 13 times bris by Pesach. Avo Mila, the nechusur ola yud gimel krisa brisos emolidchu. I would say, look at Mila, it's an unbelievable thing. 13, Hey, I would say, you know what? If you got to make the knife, make it now on Shabbos. Tzricha, Eimo Lidcha Shabbos, Tzricha, no, we do not violate Shabbos. Okay?
So we learned in the previous mission that you allowed to do preparations for the Mila on Shabbos.
No, we didn't. Only things that can't be done before Shabbos.
No, carrying a knife, you're allowed to carry.
So that's what someone asked me before, earlier, that gave the doc earlier. He asked me that. Is that what it said? I told him it didn't say that.
Yes, it said carry a knife because everybody knows that the memorial is not going to, you know.
It's only Rabbi Eliezer says that.
Yeah, Rabbi Kiva says no.
Rabbi Kiva says no.
It doesn't say what
right?
The
law
is.
Huh?
But it doesn't say, I thought it didn't say saying, that the aloha is that you're not allowed.
Right also. I thought that you were allowed to carry the bag.
No. No, so what would happen today?
Because we have an Erev.
Right. What if you don't have an Erev? What if you live in a place where there's no Erev and they forget the bag? Will they get a kid to bring it? Maybe they'll do that. I don't know. What do you do in such a case? I don't know.
You're allowed to.
When my son was born, Srili was born on a Shabbat, the priest was on Shabbat, the male came before Shabbat and dropped off his bag. I have a brother-in-law that they had the guy carry the baby to shul. Right? That forgot the bag. Some whole story happened. So we didn't do that. The guy brought the bag. They had the person in the house. In my in-law's house. You know? I don't know. But what happened? In the case where they forget the bag, I don't know. So here, if you get the bag, so you run home and get it. It happened here once also, right? With the half hour delay because they forgot the bag. But you go get it. In a place that's not an Erev, you're stuck. Yeah. What are you going to say? Yeah. Okay, ready? Next Mishnah.
Wait, how about the Shechita then on Shabbos?
Because it's Erev Pesach, it's full time on a Shabbos, so then you're allowed to. You're allowed to Shecht a Korban Pesach because that's what you're supposed to do on Shabbos. You're allowed to. What's the Hetter for that? We'll learn it in Pesach. It says Moado, even on Shabbos. Now, I don't have a knife. So I go make a knife down Shabbos? What kind of heter is that? Why don't you do it beforehand? Look at the Gemara, look at the mission, look at the Rambam is going to say in a minute.
The Mishnah said that you're even allowed to go take a tree, a thing to make
that's
a knife.
That's only Rabbi Eliezer. That's only Rabbi Eliezer. We don't hold like that. Yeah, we don't hold like that. Look at the next Mishnah. Look at this. Osen, don't get confused with what this Mishnah is going to say. Osen kol tarche mila b'Shabbos. For the mila itself, you can do whatever you have to do. Moalin, you do the mila. You can cut the baby. Proin, porin, you can do priya. Not sure what that is. Drawing the skin back. I don't know what that is.
Priya, you prepare the skin.
Yeah. Right. Motzitzin, you can do mitzitza. Right.
Mitzitza on Shabbos, which you can't do during the week.
Of course, you can do it during the week. You have to. It's a chiyuv. Nostin aleha. We're gonna get to mitzitza if we have time. Nostin aleha aspalinas v'kamon. You can put on some kind of bandages and spices to make for the baby to heal. Now, you can't do that if you cut your finger on Shabbos, right? You're not going to die. For a baby, of course you could. Im lo shachak mi Erev Shabbos. If you didn't grind up the spices on Erev Shabbos, lo es bishinav v'nosin. You could grind them with your teeth and apply them. Why your teeth? So Rashi says, why with your teeth? Kama de'efsha l'shinim mashininan. Whatever you can make different, To downgrade the malachos, not to be daraisis, you should do that. They try to bring a riot from here that Rashi is talking about before the meal took place. But your wife says, "Oh, you have everything ready for the bris. The meal's coming, and the shul's over. Everyone's coming." Yep. Oh my goodness, I forgot to get the. All right, I'll do it right now. I'll do it with my teeth. I forgot to grind the spices, so I'll do it with my teeth. That's what it seems to imply from Rashi. Because once the meal is done. Now we're going to say the meal is done. The baby's sitting over here. He could really use some medicine. We're going to grind the spices now by teeth. That doesn't seem to really jive, right? Although, the Rambam says, right? The Rambam says that no, we're talking about after the mila. And it's a knas. I mean, obviously, you can't have a knas in the way of a tachanas nefashos. But it was a knas because you should have done it beforehand. You knew there's a meal coming. Why didn't you do it? Because you were negligent. So then it's a knas on you. Obviously, the knas can't override the tachanas nefashos. Okay, but just to show you the extent that we're trying to make not daraisas. Again, imotar of yayin v'shemer me'erev Shabbos. If you didn't mix the wine and oil of erev Shabbos, and I guess it's some kind of medicine, you're not saying zeh la'atzem v'zeh ba'atzem v'zeh ba'atzem. You put them in separately, so the sort of the mixing should happen on its own. Again, to minimize any malachas. Ve'inos l'chal l'chatzila. You don't make some kind of pouch to secure the organ that the baby should get better. You don't do that on Shabbos. Alvol korech aleha smartut. You could wrap it with a bandage. Im lo hiskin me'erev Shabbos. Let's say you don't have any bandages. So what do? Korech aletzba'o. You wrap it on your finger. Umevi. And you bring it afilu mechatzer acheres. Even from someone else's house. From some other chatzer. Rashi says, you wrap it on your finger. Last Rashi. Derech malbush. Right? As if you're wearing it. Which you're allowed to wear things on Shabbos. L'shenozo miderech hotza'o b'chol. To make it different than what you do it during the week. Says the Rashash, this Rashi doesn't make any sense. Because Rashi says two contradictory things. Rashi says you wear it like a normal person, and you do something different, like a not normal person. I mean, what's Rashi talking about? You wear it like a normal person, to make a shinui, that's not how you do it. Doesn't make any sense.
That's what you are going to chaitzah.
What do you mean? Rashi says two contradictory things. If it's derech malbush, it's not a problem. Right? Then what do you mean, l'shanoso, to make it different the way you do it during the week? Let's say there's no Eruv here. Let's say there's no Eruv. And I left my tie at home. I forgot to put on my tie. So I can go home, put on my tie, and wear it back to shul. Can I do that? Yeah. Can I carry my tie in my pocket? No. Right? So that's what Rashi says. You forgot the bandages. So go to the neighbor, wear the bandages, and come back. Why does Rashi add and it's abnormal?
You wouldn't wear it ordinarily.
Exactly.
Oh, so you wouldn't wear it. Is that what he means to say?
Yeah.
So that's what I was wondering. Did I tell that story with the glasses? I was once, when I was like 7 years old, and we were by a neighbor down the block, and there was a guy who had left his reading glasses in my house. An old guy. He left his reading glasses in my house. So he was too lazy to go back, four houses away, to go get his own glasses. Menachem, you take off your glasses, you walk to the house without glasses, and wear his glasses back. Which is what I did. And when I got older, that's completely not appropriate. There's no Eruv there at the time, right? His glasses, they were reading glasses for an old man. I was a 7-year-old boy that had glasses. So what kind of hector was that? Is that the same thing with Rashi saying over here? Is that what you mean? That would answer the Rashash. You're wearing it, you're wearing it like a normal person. But that wasn't necessary, right? It's like a 7-year-old kid putting on someone an old man's glasses, right? That's so lazy.
I want those probes that work,
right? They probably did not work, right? Because we all know why. Because, right? Yeah. So that would mean, is that what Rashi means to say?
Yeah.
What does he think he means to say? Okay, because Rashash didn't think that because he didn't answer it.
So I don't know if you're full of Shiesh Basakana, you have to do everything in the most shiny way possible you can do.
If you can. That's what Rashi seems to say. You did it beforehand. So tomorrow's daf, we get more. Tomorrow's daf is with the hot water.
You drive to the hospital with your wife. You have to drive with your left hand. You drive.
No, you drive normal.
Right.
Not only that, well, Yasha, we've had it. You could even put the GPS on.
So why are you saying you do it well? Do it, you know.
So first of all, it's before the meal. It's beforehand. So it's beforehand. Rashi says beforehand.
No,
the Rambam is very difficult. The Rambam is difficult. Rashi says before the meal. The Moyle's walking down the block. He's on his way. There's no sakana now.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot to do the spices. So do it in the shinui. Why? You don't,
afterwards you can do
after
it.
Rashi seems to say, the Rambam seems to say it's a knas on you because you were lazy. So then that can't override a sakana.
Same thing. Does a woman have to go to the hotel before Shabbos, blocked from the hospital?
Right.
So she doesn't have to
the answer is no. But that's a suffix though. Well, you know for sure she's having a baby on Shabbos.
You don't know.
You don't know. Here you do know. Here you know the meal is going to happen. Now michti, it says katani kulu. It says everything you can do, everything. So kol tzarche mil lasuye mai. What does all tzarche mil come to include? Lasuye comes to include Had the Tana Rabbanan, the following story. Hamol. If somebody does a bris milah, says Rashi one word. Hamol b'Shabbos. When is this happening? on Shabbos, which makes sense because we're talking about Shabbos, right?
Yeah.
Hamol, but Shabbos. Yeah, we're discussing. Kol zman shu osik b'mila. As long as you're involved in the mila, chozer, you go back. Bein al titanam akvenes hamila on the strands on the flesh that is ma'akiv. If you don't do this, it's not a mila. Bein al titan she'ein ma'akvenes hamila. You can even do the strands that are not ma'akiv. Not ma'akiv. As long as you're still busy. Piresh, you stop for whatever reason. You go to the bathroom. The whole discussion, if metzitza means you stop. Whole discussion about that. Is that considered stopping? Then, alatitin ma'akiv nesavila chozer. If it's ma'akiv, you still have to do it. Still, otherwise not a mila. Alatitin she'ein ma'akiv nesamila ain a chozer. If they're not ma'akiv, you can't go back. Why not? Says Rashi, it's like a new beginning. It's like a new beginning. You can't be mechal Shabbos for this. V'hainu diktoni kol tzorche mila, any mila, anything you could do, afilu tzitzin she'ein ma'akvin chozer leir. Even if the na'am ma'akiv, it's okay, kol zman shelo pirush, as long as he didn't stop. Okay? Good? Man tana pirush ein a chozer. Who said that? That if you're pirush and it's not ma'akiv, you can't go back. Who said that? So Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana Amar Rabbi Shmuel Benosh Rabbi Yochanan Ben Barokahi. It's Rabbi Shmuel. Titania, we had this already. Arba Asar Shachal Yos B'Shabbos. If the 14th of Nisan falls out on a Shabbos, so HaPesach, so Mashir it's HaPesach Arachaza. You could take off the skin of the Pesach until the breast. Once you take it off that much, you're able to remove the Emurin, burn them on the Mizbeah, and Matzah Shabbos, you can take off the rest of the skin, cook. Get prepare the carbon Pesach to eat it that night. Why should you take off the whole skin now? Not necessary. You can take off the whole skin. So what do you see? Just like Rabbi Shmuel here says, you have to be very minimal. So too, when it comes to a bris milah, it's not ma'akev, he's also very minimal. Says the Gemara, mimai. How could you compare the two? Ad kan lo kam Rabbi Shmuel ben Ochsho, Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch ha'asam. That's only true over there by Pesach. There's no issue of hider mitzvah by the tzitzin that by skinning an animal. There's no issue of hider mitzvah. Now, what kind of hider mitzvah is there over here by Bris Milah? Aval hacha bein on zek keli van veyu. There's a mitzvah of zek keli van veyu. Hachanami, you should be allowed to continue. Why? Even he would agree that you could do it. Why? Hider mitzvah. Even though they're not ma'akev.
Do it the next day.
What?
After Shabbos.
Titania. What should I do after Shabbos? I'm busy right now. Why should I do it after Shabbos?
Stop, though.
Fine. I stopped to go to the bathroom. I'm back. Let me continue. After all, it's a hidden mitzvah. It says in the Torah, Zekei Levan Beyu, Hisna Alafana B'mitzvos. You should make beautiful the mitzvahs. I say fun of Sukkahna, a night Sukkah, Lulavna, Shofarna, Tit. Now listen to this. Sefer Torah, no. What does that mean? What does it mean? A nice Sefer Torah, right? For Kasabo Lashmo, Shreda Lashma, and no one knows why that's here. This is not unrelated. Bidiona, with nice ink. Kulmasna, a nice quill. What does it mean, a nice quill? What does that mean? Listen to this. Lavlarna, a nice Lavlar Uman, a good sofer. Vikarcho b'shiro enoin, and make good string. Tie the cloth together and make good string. So what does it mean a kulmas no? So the Sfasana says, listen to this hashkafa. You have a Torah, right? You get up from the Aliyah. Look at this. This is a nice Torah. Nice Torah, nice cloth, nice ksav. What about the kulmas? I have no idea what kind of kulmas it was. What kind of krill was it? I have no idea. I don't know. Nobody knows. Still has to be behidr. A beautiful vart. Still, nobody knows. A talis everyone sees. A shofar everyone sees. A tzitzis everyone sees. A lulav everyone sees. A mezuzah everyone... Mezuzah not. A sukkah everyone sees. Everything on this list everyone sees. The kulmas? Who sees that?
Who sees? What gives you the nice ksav? A nice pen?
Nice sefer Torah? Nice shofar? Nice dio? What's the kulmas adding?
That gives you the nice ksav.
Who said?
Well,
you have everything else is nice. The Sfasema says, the point is... That the hider doesn't mean for showing off. Hiddur means you do it in a beautiful way, even if no one's ever going to see. It's a beautiful fart.
Yeah,
like it's a beautiful fart.
Like a tefillin.
Like a tefillin. Nobody sees that. It's a beautiful fart.
The means are important.
The means are important. The means are a hiddur. Right? It's a beautiful fart.
Yeah, but what gives you the end? Do the means help you give a nice ksav?
So we already have a nice Sefer Torah, a nice sofer, a nice dio.
Yeah, but how does the sofer get a nice ksav?
Because he's a good sofer.
And because he's using a nice pen.
All right, so, and what if he's not using a nice pen, but he's an imamish, an expert?
May that come out?
Then if it doesn't come out, that's not a Sefer Torah, no. It's already there. It's already included. Such a beautiful vart.
Yeah,
such
a club,
nice vart.
What kind of club is Tiger Woods using? A nice club. It's not right. A crappy club.
Right. Because that'll help him be a better golfer. That's not the same. Right? Think about it. There are very few things that nobody sees. And there's still a mitzvah hither.
Right? Like tefillin.
Like tefillin. Oh, so the truth is, the whole discussion whether tefillin needs sirtut because no one sees it. Right? So it's hidden. No one sees that. Right? What are you in it for?
Don't they use certain pens but to write, like, aid them in certain kind of pens? Any cheap pen is a good number.
Yeah.
But then you have to use certain expensive pens by certain documents.
Yeah, right? I've never heard that. It could be. Okay, where are we up to? Anyway, Abishal Omer, slightly different, Van Behu, Havidomalo, that you should be like Hashem. Mahu Chana V'Racham, Avata Chana V'Racham. Just like he's kind and merciful, you should be the same way. Anyway, not a raya that we hold that this Mishnah is like a Rav Chaim Baruch, like a Rishma. It's not a raya at all. El Amar Vashi, Hamani, who's the author? Rav Yosihi. Titnan. We have a Mishnah like this. Bain, Shinira Balil. Whether or not the view of the new moon is clear. Bain Shalom Nira Balil, or whether it's not clear. Mechal in Allah Vesha Shabbos. You can be Mechal Shabbos. Rabbi Yossi Omer, no. Im nirbal lil mechal lovis haShabbos. If it's very clear moon, you can't be mechal Shabbos. Why? Because if it's clear view, it's clear for someone closer. Why should you be mechal Shabbos? So what do you see from here? The Rabbi Yossi minimizes the chil that we allow. So the Gemara says, well, mimai dilma akan lo kam Rabbi Yossi hatsam to Shabbos linchos. There's no heter to be mechal Shabbos for the new moon. What kind of heter is that? Torah didn't say you could do that. Aval hacha dinin haShabbos linchos hachanami. But here, the Torah said you can violate Shabbos to do a bris milah. So I would think, even if the tzitzit anam akev, you can still violate Shabbos. Ella, where are we? Ella, amin ardai, rabbanon de pligi aleh de Rabbi Yosihi. It's the rabbanon who argue on Rabbi Yosi. What's that about? Ditnan, this week's parsha. Arba'a kahanam nichnasin, there are four people that used to go, four kahanam that used to go to deal with the lechem upon him on Shabbos. Shnayim biyadam shnei sedarim. Two had, each one had six loaves. Ushnayim biyadam shnei bezichin. The other two had a spoon of the frankincense. By the way, there were really eight people. V'arba, makdibin lifneihem. There were two people, four kahanim, in front of them. Shnayim lito shnei sedarim. Two people to remove the old loaves. Ushnayim lito shnei bezichin. And two to remove the old spoons. Hamachnisin omdin betzafon, the ones who went in stood in the north. Upneim the darim, the faces to the south. Hamotzi and the ones removing omdin bedarim, the staying letzafon. Fine. Elu moshchin eve elu manichin tifchos alzeh betat tifchos alzeh mishum shneim lefnei Hashem tamid. In other words, there was never a second where there wasn't bread on the table. As they were taking them off, they were putting the new ones on. Why? It says tamid always had to be, this week's parsha, always had to be there. Okay. Rabbi Yossi Omer, no. Afilu elu notlin ve'elu manichin, av zeha yetamid. Doesn't have to be mamish. What's this 1 second delay? It's also okay. Tamid doesn't mean every second. It means every day. Therefore, what do you see from here? That the chachamim hold. There can't even be a 1 second delay. So too, if you do a 1 second delay in the milah, you can't go back. Okay? Says the Gemara. That's it. That's the author of our Mishnah. Now you should just know. One second. Okay, you should just know. Where are we? Tana Rabbanan.
Here it says Tamid. Here it's only stuff Tamid. Here it's not in you of having.
Right, but the point is that there's a break that changes everything. So to over here, there's a break, it changes everything. You should just know that the Rambam quotes his halacha about this whole thing. He leaves out one word. You know what word the Rambam leaves out? The Rambam leaves out the word, this is taking place on Shabbos. That's why I read to you the Rashi. Rashi said, b'Shabbos. The Rambam says, doesn't have to be on Shabbos, even if it's not on Shabbos. So everyone scratches their head, what? If it's not on Shabbos, why can't I go back? Right? That call, you know the answer? That caused the Briskerov to develop his whole theory that the Rambam held that Hiddur Mitzvah cannot be performed in a vacuum. Once you stop doing the Mitzvah, the Hiddur Mitzvah is over. That explains the Rambam's very unique Shita that on Hanukkah, the Baal HaBos light everybody's menorah. That's what the Rambam said. He lights his own and his wife and his son and the other son and the daughter and the third cousin who's staying over. The Rambam said that the Baal HaBos lights them all. Why is the Baal HaBos lighting them all? Why can't the wife light her own? Why can't the son light his own? Everyone has their own. Right? The answer is, because why is everyone lighting their own? Hiddur Mitzvah. And Mahadrim and a Mahadrim. Says the Rambam, I hold Hiddur Mitzvah can only be while you're performing the Mitzvah. Once I stop, what gives her the right to go now make brachas and go light her kimonara? There's no point to it. There can't be Hiddur Mitzvah in a vacuum. Therefore, the Baal HaBos lights them all, added right here from this Gemara, and the Briskerov put this up. It's a brilliant. Okay? Now, Tan Rabbanan, Mahal Ketenet Hamila. You perform the Mila. You better make sure you do a Bris Mila. V'imlo Hilkit, and if you don't, Onish Kareis. You get Kareis. Mani, who gets Kareis? Yeah. Amar of Kahana, Uman, the Moil. The Moil gets Kareis. Maskathar of Papa, Uman, the Moil gets Kareis? Let him say, I know Avdi Paga the Mitzvah. Atan Avidu Paga the Mitzvah. I did half the Mitzvah. I get Kareis for this? You do the other half. Right? Right? What kind of Kareis is that? El Amar of Papa. No. We're talking about a Gadol. Says Rashi, Begadol. Begadol Shamol Kamairi Ubachal. We're talking about a Gadol during the week. For Onesh Kareis, the Kabam Mishamila Kamar Dain Aralhu. In other words, he does half a job on himself. He's still an RL. He's still Chayav Kareis. That's all. Not such an earth-shattering statement. Maskevla Ravashi. Gadol? Magic Sivbei. That's a Beferish Pasuk. RL, Zachar, Ashalo Yimel. That's a Beferish Pasuk. Says Tosa. So what? How many Brises do we have in Shas that repeat things that are in the Torah? What kind of question is that? Right? Look at the Tosvos. Gadol. Afagafta kama duchtin tanya masha behedya. Right? Many times you have that in Shas. Sheba pasuk. Ibar lemisni gadol shalomal onish kareis. So the Kostosos answers, if that were the case, then why did the Brisa say very simple? A gadol that doesn't give his meals chayef kareis. What kind of funny way, if a gadol stops in the middle, what kind of thing is that? Just say straight out. So therefore, that prompted the question. Anyway, El Amar Ravashi, L'Olam Uman. Really, we're talking about a Moil. So why is a Moil Chayef Kareis? He's not Chayef Kareis for Mila. He's Chayef Kareis for being Mechal Shabbos. What's the case? We're going to Asir Ben Hashmash to Shabbos. It's right before Shabbos. And the Moil says, I can finish this in time for Shabbos. Don't worry about it. V'amru Leila, lo Mr. Pekis. It's not enough time. V'amru Lehu, no, Mr. Pekis. There's enough time. V'avan, and he does it. V'lo Istapek. And there isn't enough time. V'ishtachek comes out. The Bechaburu Hu D'Avad V'onish Kareis. Right? And it turns out he doesn't do the meal in time. He causes a wound on Shabbos, and for that Yechayev Kareis, because he didn't finish the meal. Says Rashi, you're not chayev. Why didn't Yechayev Misa? Well, Misa you're not chayev because there's no hasra, right? There's no hasra, but Kareis Yechayev, right? Okay, next. Do you think that's rough? Listen, the next Gemara. Next three lines caused a huge, huge, massive controversy in halacha, in Judaism, still brewing to this day. Motzitzin, you do matzitza. Amar of Papa, this is the only Gemara in Shas where this comes up. Amar of Papa, hi umna, if there's a moil, the lo mayitz, doesn't do matzitza, sakanahu, it's a sakana. The overin ale, and we remove him from, we take away his license. We remove him from being a moil. Says the Gemara, Pshita, isn't that obvious? What's the obvious? Midika mechala shabsa sakana hu. From the fact that we're being mechal Shabbos, it's a sakana. Right? Obviously, we didn't let him do anything else. So obviously, it's in the Mishnah, right? It's a sakana. So obviously, it's a sakana. Not doing mitzitza. Says the Gemara, no. Mal detema, I would have thought, hai dam mifkad pocket. I would have thought that the dam is collected. And the mitzitza doesn't cause a chabura. And therefore, it's not chil Shabbos. And therefore, I could be allowed to do it, even if it's not a sakana. Therefore, if a moel doesn't perform mitzitza, he's not endangering the baby. Kamash malan, chaburi michbar. No, the dam is not collected. Rather, it's absorbed. What's michbar? It's causing a wound, and therefore the mitzitza is necessary. And if you don't do mitzitza, it's a sakana. Dumya deis balanis v'kamon, just like a band-aid and medicine. Right? Ma'es balanis v'kamon, kilo of it sakanahu. If you don't put on a bandage and medicine, it's mamash a sakana for the baby. Afa chanami kilo of it sakana, it's a sakana. Okay?
What can you just say it's part of the bris itself?
Well, that's what it said, no? Didn't we say that? Right. You can do everything for Mila on Shabbos. Mila, Priya, Mitzitza.
Right.
Now,
Mitzitza is part of the process. That's why.
Right. So Rav Papa comes along and says, by the way, if you don't do a Mitzitza, it's a Sakana. That's obvious. The Mishnah said that. Now, I would have thought that the blood is not really Mitzitza. You don't really need it. Kamashmal, you need it. Why do you need it? The Gemara says it's a Sakana. What Sakana is that? Doctors have a hard time finding what the Sakana is. Doesn't make a difference. Now, the big controversy is not Mitzitza. The big controversy is Mitzitza Bepeh, which, if you notice, is not in the Gemara. It's not in the Rambam. It's not in the Shulchan Aruch. It is in the Ramah. The Ramah does say you should do Mitzitza Bepeh. The question is it Mitzitza Bepeh? The question is if you can use a tube. That's the question. Can you use a tube? It's a big machlokas. Depends on your background. Depends on your strand of Judaism. It depends on, some say, I will never allow my son to have a bris without Mitzitza Bepeh. Some say I would never allow my son to have a bris with Mitzitza Bepeh. It goes both ways. If you don't, if you have who to rely on, you have who to rely on no matter what you do. No matter what you do, you have who to rely on. I saw yesterday, I was off yesterday, so I was learning an Eish, and they have a Shalos and Shuvos of Rabbi Yashiv. And the question was asked to Rabbi Yashiv in 1988. About Mitzitza, about not doing Mitzitza Bepeh because of AIDS. And Rabbi Yashiv writes like this, not to do Mitzitza Bepeh, it's out of the question. It's out of the question not to do Mitzitza Bepeh. Who's one of the biggest opponents of getting rid of Mitzitza Bepeh? A tube? Rabbi Yashiv writes in 1988, so if you're Makbid, if you're a Pakpik, then you don't want to do it, so do it with a tube. Which I was staggered when I read that. That 1980 he wrote that. Because he quotes over here in the Masift in the back, they quote a story that Rav Wozner was at a bris milah the Chazon Ish was attending. Chazon Ish died in the '50s, so the Rav Wozner was his Talmud. So at that bris, they were not doing mitzitza repet, they were using a kli, some kind of tube. So Rav Wozner ran to the Chazon Ish and said, what's going on over here? Right? What's going on over here? So the Chazon Ish said the following. Hine, etzlochem, sha'adayin lo nifritza ha'pirza lasos b'kli, tamdu v'tilchemu azeh lasos b'peh dafka. By us, where we're so fierce and we're not giving in, we should make a fight. Aval etzlenu, kach amar ha'chazon ish tzuchus yagein aleinu. In other words, the fight's already been lost. It's already a common practice. He seemed to say, like, okay, like, it's okay. That's what he seemed to say. So he died in 1953. Well, this goes back to the Chassam Sofer, in a sense, or Tshuva. So it's a big issue. Again, not to do it at all. You don't, no one really, you're not going to get a heter for that. Not to do it at all. That's not really accepted. So with this, the question with the tube, right? So last night I read the 90. What? Yeah, what does he say, Mishnah Berurah? Because, right, the Mishnah Berurah says that. Right. So yesterday I read the 93-page decision from the judge, because in New York, they now made a law that you have to get parental consent from Metzitza Bepeh. You hear that? That law was challenged. The judge upheld it. 93 pages to uphold it. I didn't read the whole thing. I only read the part I needed to read. Very interesting what she said. The judge said that, stop in a second, the judge said that since it's a law of general applicability, applies to the whole country, even though there's no question that the motive to pass this law was only to target Metzitza Bepeh, it doesn't make a difference. You hear that?
Steal him in the name
of it. There's a little bit of a little bit of, I thought that was a stretch. Right? There's no question that the law was only targeted. It wasn't for health concerns in America. And the lawyers for the Moylem argued, you know, that having C-sections greatly reduces the risk of babies being born with herpes. So how come that's not a recommendation to everybody? So the judge said, well, that's a little silly. We're going to have everyone to go through massive surgery like that? Make every woman do that? Well, recommend it. Let the woman decide. Right? No, that we don't want to go there. We don't do that. Right, exactly. Exactly. It's amazing the arguments that they came up with. And it's a big controversy. All right, listen, we should all be keep on learning Torah. Everyone have a very good day. Yeah.